Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. Today, we're going to be creating the strongest Jujutsu Kaisen character. So, the rules are the same as the last three. Don't forget to write a review and donate to us if you want, but you definitely don't have to. And let's get straight into it. So, our first category is going to be strength.
Obviously, we have two great choices for this.
Yes.
But let's go over some other things.
Toji
is a great choice.
Hikari is a good choice.
Yeah. Anyway, Hanami might be a good choice.
Hanami could also be a good choice. And we could obviously choose Sukuna. We could obviously choose Itadori or Yuji. And we could obviously choose Megumi. But
I think we need for to physical say. Strength, it goes to Maki or Toji, and we'll need Toji.
Maki, what about Nanami? Nanami is built like steel.
Isn't that just his ratio technique?
He's like workout stuff.
But Maki literally has a binding vow.
Maki Zenin. You know what? I like that choice. I think we should go with Maki. Maki's an incredible choice here.
Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering, like, if we're counting curse techniques in, like, categories like strength, speed, or power, we are not, because that's a part of their curse technique. Binding vows, however, are a part of the character and are included.
Yes, but honorable mention to Nanami. But for this category, we will be going with Maki. Alrighty, so our next category, speed. Now, we have a lot of choices, obviously. Mahito is a good choice.
Mahito's decently quick.
The kicking guy with good kicks, and he can swap faces.
You mean Todo?
Oh, yeah, Todo. We could pick Todo. He's not bad. Toji is an excellent
Toji
choice.
Toji, we need him for later. Toji's incredibly quick and is faster than maximum output Blue.
See, but the thing about Toji, he doesn't really have anything besides speed and strength.
Speed, strength, and durability. He's super.
That's all he has.
And that's exactly why we need him right now.
So, our next category is going to go to the man, the myth, the legend himself, Toji. Alrighty. So, our third category is going to consist of durable characters. Now, we could choose somebody like Dagon. He's pretty durable. He's a special grade, but technically he's an unregistered special grade, but no one really cares about that. He is a special grade, or they're special grades, and they're unregistered. So we could also,
there was a character I was thinking about. I looked into him a lot more.
Ooh, and who is that?
Mahito. Just hear me out. Hear me out. Remember that fight with Mechamar? I'm not going to mention the lasers because I'm not sure if he even got hit by that.
Mm-hmm.
He got stomped on by the mech and got up.
Okay.
I'm talking like several office buildings tall.
Oh, wow.
There was a shockwave.
It's kind of questionable how you referred it to office buildings, but sure.
You can ignore that. Anyway, so Mahito's a good choice.
Also, Hanami took like a million black flashes from Yuji.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of black flashes. Like an absurd amount.
Yeah, that they're pretty durable.
It feels like this cursed, the curses are just overall more tanky than the sorcerers.
What was that character?
Joba?
No.
Dagon.
I'm gonna take a quick look at me.
At Hanami? Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm just making sure I know who I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Hanami's one of the best choices.
Yeah.
They survived a piercing blood and it barely nicked the surface.
Yeah. And in fact, I think we should pick Hanami.
Not many reasons why not to.
Yeah, because...
we're probably not going to need that.
No, you probably won't. And Mahito? They're durable. But not as durable as Hanami. Or yeah, Jogo, for that matter.
Yeah, Hanami's one of the best choices.
Obviously. So, the next category is going to be IQ. Now, we're not talking about IQ when fighting, like adapting to situation. We're talking about straight up IQ. You're smart. Now, this category is going to be pretty tricky. We just have to think of smart people.
There aren't really too many characters known for being smart.
No. No, so we could go with Fushiguro, but we're going to need him for another category.
Will we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will.
IQ.
What was the name? Nobara?
Nobara? Oh. Actually, we could. Yeah, Nobara. Fugasaki? Yeah, she's actually pretty smart.
There aren't really too many choices we could go with.
Yaga.
Yaga?
Wait, we're not going to need Fushiguro.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Megumi in there.
Next category.
Megumi is IQ. All right.
Battle IQ. Now... I was originally going to use Fushiguro for this category, but there was another guy that caught my brain.
And who could it be?
Todo. Todo was able to use Itadori's powers along with his power, which is practically useless, in order to defeat Hanami. Yeah, you heard me right.
Who we put in another category for durability. Keep in mind, both of them only had one attack power, and it was punching.
Itadori had two things, Divergent Fist and Black Flash. At this point, Divergent Fist is useless because Black Flash is just so much better. And Todo had one move, was able to switch places.
With just about anything, but...
still... not that useful when you have a special, when you're fighting an unregistered special grade. Just base.
Yeah, he's incredibly smart. Right? That there's only one. Yeah. Toto. Yeah,
only one answer. So. All right. Next category.
Should we get onto the fun stuff, or should we go on? Sure. Skill. We deal with some of the less
skill.
Great skill.
So this for skill, you guys might be a little bit confused. We're talking about skill in general, not like, oh, you got skill with cursed energy. You're skilled with punching. No, just skill in fighting.
Like experience.
Yeah, like experience. Now, we could go with Mahito on this one. But actually go with Mahito.
Issue, though.
And that's what?
When he's able to change, like, the shape of his soul,
mm-hmm.
that means you could easily have just cut Yuji in half or something.
Mm.
And he tried many times. He did a lot of dumb moves and did not care. He could easily have killed Yuji. Yet either he couldn't or he just didn't.
Yeah, you have a point there. We could also go with Geto.
Geto. Yeah, he's really smart with his curse technique, which is minimalistic. It allows him to use the power of any cursed spirit he has absorbed.
Yeah, I mean...
Basically, he can just use it or copy it or whatever.
I think he's a pretty good choice. I mean, he's just skilled.
He's no Black Flash Man. He's still really good.
Well, the thing about it is, Itadori is one of the least skilled people. He is skilled with a single skill. Geto is kind of just skilled all around.
Yeah, he's a good all-rounder. He's pretty smart.
Or we could go with Nobara. Nobara Kugasaki. She was able to take a straw doll. Don't get me wrong. It's good. It's not that good.
I mean, it's good. It could be better.
But it's not that good. But she was able to turn her technique into a very powerful technique. And the best thing about her skill is she's going to grow. Geto is, like, kind of at the maximum of his power, right?
Yeah, but still currently, Geto is just more skilled than Nobara. Besides, we won't need Geto.
We definitely won't. Wait, we might, though. We might actually need Geto. No, I don't think we will. Probably not.
Alright, so are we going to use him?
I think we're going to use him.
Geto in skill.
Now for the fun stuff.
Alright, let's start with reverse curse.
Technique. Now?
There are a lot of good choices.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue most of the special grades have amazing reverse curse.
And, I mean, a lot of people got decimated and they returned. Gojo did a pretty good job with reverse curse technique. I mean, he almost practically returned from death. But there's always a better choice, and I know who that choice is.
And who is that?
Sukuna. He's not even in his actual body, and he was able to use reverse curse technique to regenerate both Yuji's arms and return him back to life how many times again?
Like, twice.
Exactly. Besides, I'm pretty sure we have different choices for a lot of deaths.
Yeah, I actually think this would be an amazing category for Sukuna. So, we're basically immortal, you would say?
Yeah, essentially, as long as we have enough curse energy.
Which we definitely will.
Speaking of curse energy, who will that be?
You mean curse technique?
I think we should start with...
curse energy. Ooh, okay. Now, this one is actually going to be hard. But it's easy. Yuji
Itadori, the Black Flash Spammer, and the dude with a technique that literally just uses all of his cursed energy.
Does he have cursed energy? Yeah.
Yes, Yuji does have cursed energy.
He
couldn't use Black Flash.
Except, we're going to need him for another category.
Oh, yeah.
So, This is going to be more difficult. Have we use Zenin. Utah.
Utah. Yep.
Utah.
Pretty sure he's a good amount.
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of cursed energy. I mean, obviously, he's one of the most powerful characters in all of Jujutsu Kaisen. I mean, he's gotta have at least a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit more than a little bit. So, for cursed energy, it's Utah. Alrighty.
Alright.
So, for our next category, now we're going to go with cursed technique. Now,
there are a lot of choices. Can we just have these included separately from their users?
What shall you mean by that?
Techniques have other users.
But one of them is not limitless.
Yeah.
So, if we were to use limitless, we are using Gojo.
Yeah, if we were to do it separately, it'd be easier and we'd have a lot more choices to choose from in debate.
And that's boring.
Really? I can make a good case.
So you think we should do it separately? Curse techniques separately?
Yeah, curse techniques separately from people. Same thing as domain expansion.
But the thing is, we're not going to need, like, build. We're not going to need limitless for build. But we might need Gojo. I feel like that'd be cheating a little bit.
I mean, technically, we could also choose someone else from the Gojo clan.
You do have a point there. So, yeah. But we are using up Gojo with this. So?
I still want to make an argument for somebody else. We're going to choose Limitless, but I just want to talk about something else.
Okay. So we're choosing Limitless. I mean, what did you guys really expect?
Yeah, it's one of the strongest curse techniques.
Yeah. But on to cursed weaponry. Now, we really only have, like, two choices here.
Which is the Soul Splitter Katana and the Inverted Spear.
But the better one is obviously the Inverted Spear of Heaven. I mean,
it can interact with curse, break curse techniques. It's near unbreakable and lightweight, easy to use.
Yeah, and it's small. So it'll be easier to, because we're obviously one of the fastest characters. In fact, we have because weaponry is the only category that is split up from its user. Because if Toji was just sleeping and he laid his Inverted Spear of Heaven, I could just walk in and grab it, and now it's mine.
Yeah, he would definitely steal it back and snap your neck, but, you know.
I could still do it. So, this is the only category that it's separate from its user. So, we can pick the Inverted Spear of Heaven. And we will pick the Inverted Spear of Heaven.
If you're wondering why, watch Gojo versus Toji.
Yeah. Pretty much. Next, on to fighting style. Now, this is why we've been holding out on Yuji for so long. I just want spammable block flashes.
And, you know, Divergent Fist can technically be used by anyone. It's just a cursed energy punch.
Yeah, except Divergent Fist is it's weaker, but it's easier to use. So,
it's going to be nice to have.
It takes up less cursed energy. So, it's just, both of them are just going to be handy tools to use. So, yeah. So, if we forget the Inverted Spear of Heaven one day, we can just hit him with, like, 5 back flashes and lay him out.
And practically teleport to him, considering how fast we are.
Pretty much. So?
Wait, can we actually teleport to them, considering how powerful Infinity is?
I mean,
it allows you to literally alter, like, time and space.
So, why did you have to say that?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways. So, on to the next category, which is going to be build. Now, this is actually going to be more difficult. Because all of the good builds are taken. This is kind of why I wanted to pick Nobara for Battle IQ, because I wanted to take Ghetto for build. Because he has a good build.
There are some good choices. We might want to look into some of the curses. Of course,
but Jogo obviously, is wait, built no, no, no. Obviously. I know who we're picking. Panda.
Oh, yeah, the panda dude. We like a tank.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not actually picking it.
We're going to be a panda today.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to type it in.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to type it in.
Don't you dare. I'm not. Yeah. If we were picking... What? Okay. If we were going to pick the panda dude, we'd kind of be selling.
Keep in mind, the build doesn't really matter. We still have the strength, durability, and speed.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still good to have, like, a good build.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
We could pick Kusakabe.
Let's see. Want to take a look at them? Kusakagi?
Kusakabe.
Kusakagi. Let's see. That is... Okay. I'm just going to take a look real quick.
That's fine. And also, my lights just fell down.
I don't know why we choose them, though.
Because we're running out of options.
Let's take a look at the curses. We can choose Gojo and be built ugly.
Oh, wait. We could pick Mahito. I think we should go with Mahito.
Yeah, doesn't look like we chose him for anything else. He's built pretty good.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, built about the same as, like, Yuji, probably, except...
He's just weirder.
Yeah. I mean, but if we're going to be a sorcerer, doesn't matter if we look weird. We're still going to be a hero. All right, we're picking Mahito.
Yeah, Mahito.
And finally, domain expansion.
Really, we've already burnt out all of our options and saved the best for last.
Hikari.
Hikari's idle death gamble, which will make us literally invincible if we hit a jackpot.
Is it
hard? Infinite curse energy.
It is hard to hit a jackpot, though.
Not according to Hikari.
Well, yeah, because he's the luckiest man alive. We don't have that luck.
How do you know that?
Because we didn't choose him for build.
Just because we have his body doesn't mean we're not lucky.
Fine. We turn ourselves into the luckiest human being. Yeah.
Then we're literally invincible every time we activate our domain.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Besides, we've already chosen every character that had a good domain, besides, like, Dagon.
And Joker.
Even then, their domains aren't really that good, and we don't see too much of them.
No, but Jogo does have that weird lava one, but Gojo was able to easily overpower that. Yet again, actually, technically we already stole Gojo's entire kit, so it wouldn't really matter, but still, we should probably pick Hikari. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Have a great morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, or whatever. And I'll see you guys in the morning, afternoon, evening, or midnight. Goodbye.